The northern economy proved more adaptable to the demands of war. But for a time, in the winter of 1861 to 1862, fiscal problems threatened to overwhelm the Union cause. Lincoln's administration entered the war with at least two financial advantages over the Confederacy: an established treasury and an assured source of revenue from the tariff. But the lower rates enacted by the tariff of 1857 and the depression following the panic of that year had reduced revenues by 30%. From 1858 to 1861, the federal budget ran four consecutive deficits for the first time since the War of 1812. Secession produced a new panic. Specie fled the Treasury, and the government's credit rating plunged. When Lincoln took office, the national debt was the highest in 40 years. Secretary of the Treasury, Salmon P. Chase, was a political appointee without prior financial experience, in contrast to the Confederacy's Memminger, who was an expert in commercial and banking law. But Chase was an adept learner and turned out to be a good Treasury secretary. His principal tutor was Jay Cook, head of a Philadelphia banking firm whose brother had been an ally of Chase in Ohio politics. Chase kept the Treasury afloat in the war's early months, with short-term bank loans at 7.3%. Cook persuaded some of his moneyed associates to buy longer-term bonds at 6%. Chase pioneered the concept of selling bonds to ordinary people, as well as to bankers, in denominations as small as $50 to be paid in monthly installments. Cook undertook to market these bonds by patriotic advertising that anticipated the great war bond drives of the 20th century. Although this policy of financing a democratic war by democratic means got off to a slow start, Cook eventually achieved great success in selling $400 million of 5/20s, 6% bonds redeemable in not less than 5 or more than 20 years, and nearly $800 million of 7/30s, 3-year notes at 7.30%. Newspapers occasionally accused Cook of getting rich from the